Rob, where are we standing right now?
We're standing at the head of Greenwood Street.
What did it look like back then in 1969?
Well, a lot of these houses were vacant. A lot of windows were missing. One of the interviewees who had lived here said, "I'm not moving into my house until I'm the only living creature in it because of all the rats and the roaches." It was just a small group of artists who lived on this street that decided they would put on an art show to see if they could earn money to rehab their homes.
So when you say an art show, this is just like a one block street here. This was a small thing.
150 people showed up for that show, and they thought that was great.
Jim, do you think the people that put on that first art show had any inkling what this would become decades later?
No. I can safely say no. But what happened was that they had such a good time. They said, "You know, this is fun. Let's do it again." So afterwards, they had a little meeting, and they got together, and they said, "Let's do it again next year, but let's make it a two-day event." And so they sent out invitations. They had a little more time to prepare for it. The first one was rather hastily thrown together. But by the second year, they sent out applications far and wide, and they had 75 artists who said they wanted to take part. Well, they could no longer contain them on Greenwood Street. So suddenly, the show was going to extend from Eagle Street to South Washington Street, from Atkinson Street down to Troop Street. They could no longer call it the Greenwood Art Show. And it was just a couple months before that those neighbors Rob referred to had gone through those plat maps and found the name Cornhill and decided to use Cornhill, hoping it would bring associations with like Beacon Hill in Boston and Society Hill in Philadelphia, Nobbs Hill in San Francisco. And so they called it the Cornhill Art Show.
And now, of course, the festival draws hundreds of artists and music and food. And this year is special, being the 50th version of the festival. There's a parade to kick it off. It's a tribute to 1969, a year that was memorable in American culture for so many reasons.
It's going to begin on Saturday morning at 11 a.m. It will start on Adams Street. It will go down South Fitzhugh, then Edinburgh, around the gazebo at Lunsford Circle, and into the field, into the athletic field. It's going to have floats representing Woodstock, 1969, the moon landing, the Beatles Abbey Road album. There is a float all about the Sesame Street and the toys that were developed in 1969. Then throughout the 2 days of the festival, these will be photo ops. These stations will be located throughout the festival, and people can have their photo taken on Abbey Road or planting their flag on the moon.
I will be on Abbey Road for sure.